talking through that phone to the other side of the world, and the radio is great. And of course, yes, all the wonderful locations you named, I'm certainly quite familiar with. As a matter of fact, I'm on the Horace Harding, running parallel with the Long Island Expressway, just passing through Bayside, Queens, and I'll be at work in about 5 minutes. I teach over at Francis Lewis High School, so I know you're very familiar with this area, and I'm passing over Springfield Boulevard. Very good, Jen. That's interesting to end up in Australia. I mean, I've never been down there, but from what I understand, it's a magnificent country. And I take it the weather is, you're going into winter. What's the weather like over there right now? This morning we have 62 degrees, and it's been rainy for the past few days. And I could do without the heat and humidity. You remember what that was like. But tell me, John, what's the weather presently? Over to you, WA2B.
You're fine, Barry. WA2B, 2B from BK2ILO, stroke, KC2CT, kilowatt Charlie 2, Charlie Tango. Still maintain my U.S. call. What's the weather like? Officially, we're in winter. We don't go by the solstices or equinoxes here. It's every quarter the season, the next season starts. So we're into winter, and it's today it was actually nice. I got the 4th of December. Yesterday it was cold and rainy, and I have a slow combustion wood heater here in the house, and I kept the low fire going just to get the chill out of the place. But very good. Nice to meet you, Barry. It's a very interesting country. Been here for 15 years, and I'm actually coming back home. My mother is quite ill, and she's asked me to come back and see her. I haven't seen my mother in 15 years, and she'll be 83 in August, and she's quite ill, and I just have to do the right thing. So I'll be back home. But yeah, the wonder of the internet. It's just an amazing thing. Sitting here with in the dining room on a Wi-Fi link, which I'm only dial up to the internet. Wi-Fi link into the shack, and I see the jet stream runs about 17K. 70 kilobits per second, which is about half of my full bandwidth. Anyway, Barry, you must be close to your destination. But great to catch you. Certainly, I used to be a member of the Limelock Club. Many years ago, and it was always a lot of fun. Missed the ham fairs. Back over to you, Barry. I guess it's going to be your final. WA2 Bravo. Which one? Did I get it right? Let me see. W2. Hang on. W2 Alpha Bravo from VK2 ILO. Sorry, Barry. Back over to you. And if you need to get out, 73, and nice to spoke with you for a couple of minutes.
All righty, Jen. You got it right the first time. Whiskey Alpha 2 Bravo 2 by 1. Good timing, because I'm just waiting for the light to change. And the audio sounds fantastic. I mean, everything. I would think that you're right up the block. That's how good you sound, Peter. So it's great to meet you, and I'm sure you certainly have good memories of living back in the States here, especially New York. Just once a New Yorker, always a New Yorker. And hope to catch you again. Typically, I'm not on this early, but I'm covering for another teacher that is on sick leave. And normally, I sit back with the hot coffee, listening to a little 1010 Winds news, the little broadcast news. Remember that? Of course, now with the internet, you can listen to it down in Australia. But that's usually my routine. So nice to meet you. I'm just pulling up to a spot here in Fresh Meadows. Take care, Jen. Nice to talk with you, and I hope to catch you again. And good luck with your trip back to the USA and your mom. This is WA2B 73.
Yeah, fine, Barry. Just so I wonder quickly what the home QTH is. My last home QTH was East Northport. And I'm sure you know that it's a couple of a few miles west of Huntington. And like I said, I worked in New York City, Park Avenue and Avenue in the Americas. Just quickly, Barry, before you take the second foot out of the car. Over.
All righty, Jen. Just waiting for the full reset there. And the QTH is Miracle, South Shore, Nassau County, New York. One exit before Jones Beach State Park. And I certainly know where East Northport is, up in Suffolk County. All right, Jen. We'll speak to you again. Stay warm. Kind of unusual to say that to somebody on the other stage, but we'll hopefully catch you again. And I always set back my trip set from the driveway. Not that it's ever going to change, but I'm officially 22.8 miles from point to point from work to home. Take it easy, Jen. 73WA2B.
Yeah, 73, Barry. Like I said, I grew up in South Hempstead. Had a wonderful friend in Freeport, and certainly no Merrick. We used to go out on the I know you want to get out of here, but we used to go to the docks in Freeport and catch snappers. We'd just drop a line and catch some snappers. 72 Barry, and look, maybe we'll be able to talk about it again. Catch you later. Thanks for the short chat. Geez. W2AB or WA2B? Sorry. Not dyslexic, but just didn't catch it. Have a great one. And thanks for the quick chat. Bye bye. 73. VK2ILO.
VK2ILO, K2JB1. Good morning, Jen.
Good evening, John. KA2JBY from VK2ILO. How the heck are you, buddy?
Limelock had a flea market yesterday. I was there. I got a look through Newsday today and tomorrow. The reporter interviewed Andy and I, and I'm curious to see if I made it into the paper. What else? Bought some junk. I just bought another mobile antenna and egg mount. What else did I buy? Oh yeah, I had my bidding program going yesterday, and I wound up with another old Pentec, an old 540 analog job, $87. So we'll see what happens. Accumulating junk again.
Yeah, very good, John. KA2JBY from DK2ILO. John, as I told you, I'm coming home. It'll probably be mid to late next month, and I'm gonna get whatever I have here. The only thing that I'm keeping, John, believe it or not, are the Kenwood twins, and I'm gonna send you the receiver. I want to send you the receiver because nobody can figure out why it's you went to the Hampshire. Look, we used, John, we used to go, you know, we went 100 miles. We went to, was it Cherrywood, at one time in New Jersey, and we drove there, and, you know, and it was a pretty good ham there. I don't know if you ever went with me to the Trenton Computer Fair, but that was also a lot of fun. Anyway, how you feeling? Are things going okay for you, John? K2JBY, and let's leave a pause because this is, we're getting on drive time here, and I don't want to be blacklisted. K2JBY from DK2ILO, over. Leave a pause, please.
Okay, Jim. If you're worried about it, what we can do, we can try jumping up to the UHF repeater, although I'll have to switch to my Baofeng. I bought one of those also. I bought the little cheap one that takes the cell phone battery. And Andy and I checked it out yesterday, and things on the money. And I paid $42.50 for it with shipping from a place here in the States, California. And the thing works A1. It's still taking me a while to figure out how to program it, but I mean, it fits into a pack of Marlboro 100s. It just disappears.
Oh, you got one of those as well? It cost me $60 to deliver it here, and it's 70 centimeters, and it's got an FM radio, it's got a flashlight, it's got PTMF. Well, no, that's what's missing, actually. It's got CTCSS, wonderful little radio, and uses Nokia mobile batteries. Don't know what the repeater frequency is, John. Do you have the call sign of the repeater, and we can move over there. Back over to you, K2JBY from ZK2ILO. Let's leave a pause. I don't want to upset anybody on drive time.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember the call. I think Andy told me it was it 149, 125 or 250. I can't remember the split either to set the valve bung up. 149, what am I saying? 449.
Okay, John. Well, let me put out a general call. Could somebody help us? We want to move off of the Lamarck repeater to the sister repeater. Can somebody tell me what the call sign is to get on Echolink, and what the 70 centimeter 70 or I don't know 70 centimeters or 2 meter repeater is. Can somebody help me, please? DK2ILO / KC2CT.
DK2UPS mobile. It's W2KPQ, but it's not up right now. You won't be able to connect to it.
Okay, it got part of the call sign, and I wouldn't be able to connect to it. There's no Echolink relay, over.
UPS mobile, name is Rich. The repeater might be up. I'm coming in on Echolink also, but I just checked it, and it is not logged into the Echolink system. So it has Echolink, but it's just not connected at the moment. Going over there would be a futile attempt at this point, but it's 449-125. And the call is W2KPQ. That's the call of the repeater.
Was that Whiskey Bravo 2 Kilo Papa Quebec. Did I get that right?
No, you have that incorrect. Whiskey 2 Kilo Papa Quebec. W2KPQ. That's it.
Well, thanks for that. By the way, the name here is Jen, Juliet Alpha Novo, and the call sign is Victor Kilo 2 India Liam Oscar, and you're stroke Kilowatt Charlie 2 Charlie Tango, and your signal is getting better. Sorry, missed your name, but I don't want to antagonize or monopolize, I should say, the alarm off repeater, because I realize it's drive time. I'm coming in, as you probably have listened, I'm coming in from Australia. Anyway, it's offline, so that's not a good thing. John, you really got to get your credentials off to those maintain the Echolink. Anyway, I got to put my glasses on again. WA2KPQ. Thank you very much for the information, and I'll get on the site and let the drive-through do its thing. Thanks again. BK2ILO.
K1 UFM Mobile. K2 Station. K1 UFM Uniform. Fox Mike Mobile.
K1 Uniform. Fox Trot. Mike from VK2ILO. Good morning. Thanks for your call. Name here is Jan. Juliet Alpha November. Juliet Alpha November. And the Juliet Alpha November, and the QTH is Wentworth Falls, located 75 miles north of Sydney City in the Blue Mountains. And I'm an expat. U.S. Call sign is Kilowatt Charlie 2 Charlie Tango. The name here is Jen, Juliet Alpha November. Back over to you. Thanks for the call. Let's see if K Kilo 1 was it Oscar Foxtrot Hotel? Did I get that right? I'm in the dark here, and when I say I'm in the dark, the only thing that's lit up is the screen. Back up to you, and thank you for the call. Over.
Good morning, John. The name here is Ted Tango Echo Delta. K1 UFM Kilo 1 Uniform Fox Mike Mobile out on Long Island. And don't worry about the line mark. There's only about four or five of us regulars on the morning show. That doesn't start for about 15 minutes, so don't worry about using the machine. There's plenty of room for everybody. Usually I work VK stations. I usually work them on 40-meter sidebands. So it's nice to hook up on 2 meters with one. We're very close to New York City here, and it's about 60 degrees out and a little bit of light rain. Back to you, John, K1 Uniform, Fox Mike Mobile.
Yeah, fine, Ted. K1 UFM from VK2ILO. Very nice to meet you this morning, Ted, or my evening. Local time is... almost a quarter to nine Monday evening. So it's 14 hours difference. Good signal. I just don't want to get blacklisted from the Limark repeater system, and I'll try to keep the transmission short. I borrowed an Android phone, and I reconfigured my Windows 7 box, which which is only a dial-up internet, because our broadband is quite expensive here. And I've just reconfigured, forwarded back to my little HTC cell phone. So I'm going Wi-Fi out here in the dining room, which is probably about, 30 feet or so from the Shack computer, and I've got a